Let's find out what's doing around the Muswellbrook Shire area with Deputy Mayor Rod Scholes. Rod, how's it going?
Oh, very good. Pleasant weekend. Looking forward to a good week.
That's right. We're looking forward to a bit more rain falling around the Hunter Valley. Can't get enough of that, can we?
Yeah, we're just watching the map. This is coming across the top of the continent. Hopefully we get a bit of spin-off. Normally we do, so hopefully we do this, huh?
All righty, let's get into it. So can we expect perhaps a delay or two in Brook Street? Or maybe as we're broadcasting, we might even hear jackhammers working outside?
Not so much jackhammers, but certainly some hot mixers and some road grinders. So we're finishing off Brook Street between Carl and up on the big roundabout, just asphalting all that. So people would have noticed that the gutters and the pavement's done.
Yep.
So we're actually doing the actual road itself now. So people can expect delays. That road will actually be closed at times, and it certainly will impact on the people that live in that area. But unfortunately, we have to do this, and it's been some work that's been waiting for a while, and I think everyone will really appreciate how good Brook Street is starting to look these days.
It is starting to look really good, and also, you know, coming into school holidays, that's the time to be doing this when there's less cars and buses on the roads.
Yes, that's right. But just commenting, it's amazing how the activity seems to have picked up early this year. I think COVID has had an impact on that as well.
That's true. All right. Now, tell me about 10,000 steps.
All right. So if people would like to go to the council site, which is www.muswellbrooknewsouthwalesgov.au, there's a New South Wales Healthy Towns Challenge. And there's, what we've done is actually provided some routes, some maps, which are very pedestrian friendly and don't impact on take away from cars a bit for both them and for Muswellbrook. So that'll be if people want to go there, Muswellbrook takes advantage of the Muswell Creek area. So thoroughly recommend that.
In your experience, is it better to get those 10,000 steps under the belt before or after Christmas, Rod? What are you recommending here?
Yeah, well, that's a poor old decrepit thing that I am now. 10,000 steps is a bit beyond me, but I think you've got to do both, actually, because that unfortunate conversation we always have just after Christmas comparing how many kilograms each one of us put on is not very pleasant at times.
No, that's true. So knuckle down early and then work your way into it into the new year. Now, also, we should be supporting our local businesses and our local shops this Christmas time, shouldn't we?
We should be, yes. So I would like to thoroughly recommend to all the local people, go have a look at our local shops in Denman and Muswellbrook. We've got some unique niche shops in both towns. Plus, we've also got the just our normal shopping things. And people should really look locally first, because that promotes not only our local communities, but employment locally. And the money is always better to stay in our local town. And I thoroughly recommend it.
As I always say, this isn't a matter of being biased. Every other region of Australia are all saying the same thing. So we shouldn't be any different. Spend our money locally, because we keep getting that way. We keep the jobs for our kids in this area.
That's exactly right. And we really do have some unique and some interesting shopping locally these days. And it's actually one of the things that's been very noticeable about the town in the last 3 to 4 years, the diversity and the variety of some of these special interests and unique shops we have in town.
That's right. Thinking of spending locally. And before I let you go, mate, I just want to say a big thank you for 2020. A Merry Christmas to you and the family and everybody down at Muswellbrook Shire Council. Thank you for your part on the show this year.
Thank you very much, and looking forward to the next year.